I'm Colin Walder, and we're at Quarantine Bay having a look at a boat called Jindabyk.
It's sitting in the bush just not far from the beach here. How did it get here, Colin?
Well, what happened was we had a big storm about 5 or 6 years ago, maybe seven, and she ended up in the rock heap down at Quarantine Bay.
And I understand that the boat's got a bit of a history as well.
She was built in 1956. She did go in a Sydney to Hobart, and she did some racing between Melbourne and Tasmania, and also in Melbourne Harbour itself, Port Phillip Bay.
When the incident occurred here and she got beached, you were involved in recovering her?
Yes, we pulled it out of the rocks with an old boat called Miami. The owner of Miami come and help pull it out. And she ended up halfway across the beach at Quarantine Cottages. So we proceeded to pull her across the rest of the bay with a Land Rover Discovery and a hand winch. And each time a wave would go under her, it would just move her another 2 inches. And it took 3.5 weeks to actually pull her across the sand.
What sort of condition was she in before that happened?
She was in deteriorated condition, but usable condition.
Now, she's not looking real good at the moment. Let's go and have a look and just see what condition she's in. Might just start up here at the stern, Colin. And you probably know a little bit about the design, do you, as well?
She was built for racing, and she's actually made out of Queensland beech and spotted gums inside. So, yeah, she's quite well built.
We've got some holes here in the hull. Was that caused when she ended up on the rocks?
That's the rocks rubbing through the hull. These are right through. She's not beyond repair. She just looks very sad.
She does look pretty sad. Oh, yeah, so there's a bit of damage on both sides of the hull here.
There's a little bit of damage on this side. These carpet patches are what we put over her to try and get her a little bit of water out while we were pumping. Uh-huh. But as you can see, she's got quite a lot of holes.
Let's go around and have a look at the bow. Wow, there's quite a bit of damage there where obviously she's come in some
damage
rocks.
Damage looks really bad, but it's actually not as bad as it looks because the end of the timbers are still quite good on the rib ends. It's worn through a solid block of spotted gum. And if we go down here and look, we have a joint here. And we also go up here and we have another joint.
Uh-huh.
So it would not be hard to take that piece of timber out and renew it. And most of your boards are repairable with the shiplapping the boards. Everything's quite workable still. If we could get an interested person in it, it can be rebuilt. There's nothing to stop it being restructured and recorked, and you could put it back in the water.
It's a wonderful bit of history, and it's a beautiful looking boat.
The shape of the hull lends itself to racing. It is a beautiful shaped hull, and it would be a pity to see it destroyed or anything, but doing it up's a big job, quite expensive, but it can be done.
All restored, how many people would be able to sleep in there?
You could sleep 5 or 6 people inside quite easily, and you've also got your watch crew, so you'd have one group below, one group above. Should make a worthy racer. She's still got the right lines to be able to compete.
Colin, what would you like to see happen to the Jindabyk now?
I'd love to see somebody do her up, put her back in the water where she belongs, and actually rebuild her. And it's not impossible. It just takes a bit of time and money, but it'd be a shame to see her rot.
Why do you think it's important to do that?
It's history of Australia. It's history of boating. And the lines, she's just a wonderful boat, and she should be preserved.